This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the entire country and the union government stands behind those affected by the landslide at Wayanad in Kerala. Addressing a review meeting held at the Wayanad District Collectorate after visiting the landslide-hit areas and meeting the survivors, the Prime Minister assured the state government of all possible support to aid the relief efforts. He observed that it is the responsibility of the society to help and rebuild the future and dreams of the affected people. Mr. Modi urged the Chief Minister to send a detailed memorandum regarding the requirements of the state, which will be considered favourably. The Prime Minister also asked the state government to chalk out a long-term plan for the future of children affected by the landslide. He recollected his personal experience during the Morbi Dam collapse in 1979 and added that he could easily relate to the difficulties faced by the people. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stressed the need for banks to focus on core banking. She said this while addressing the media after holding a meeting with the Central Board of Directors of the Reserve Bank of India in New Delhi today. She asked banks to prioritize their vital business, which is mobilizing deposits and lending funds. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, who was also present in the meeting, said that banks are free to decide rates of interest, as he informed that interest rates on deposits and lending are deregulated. President Draupadi Murmu was accorded the Grand Collar of Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civil award by President José Ramos Horta at the Presidential Palace in Delhi. President Murmu held meetings with President Horta and Prime Minister Gusmão on bilateral cooperation. Addressing the press after the bilateral discussion with her counterpart, President Draupadi Murmu said that India and Timor-Leste share a deep bond of friendship and shared commitment to democracy. President Murmu said that both the countries are exploring the possibility of Timor-Leste joining the International Solar Alliance and the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. On the other hand, President Horta hailed India's democratic ethos and called the assistance in IT digital infrastructure, medical and pharmaceutical sectors and capacity building. In Bangladesh, Supreme Court Chief Justice Ubaidul Hassan has decided to resign from his post. He will submit his resignation letter to the President after completing some formalities, he told the media present at the Supreme Court premises this afternoon. His decision came following a student's protest on Saturday morning, where he and judges of the appellate division were given an ultimatum to resign by 1 p.m. Earlier today, the students gathered on the Supreme Court premises and gave the Chief Justice and other judges to resign by 1 p.m. Otherwise, they threatened to besiege their residences. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India is committed to deepen ties with the Maldives for the benefit of people of both countries and the region. Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a three-day official visit to the Maldives, said this on X after meeting the President, Dr. Mohammed Mizu. Dr. Jaishankar also met the island nation's defense minister, Mohammed Ghassan Mamoon. They discussed defense and security cooperation, joint initiatives for maritime security, and shared interest in maintaining peace and stability in the region. The external affairs minister also met the economic development and trade minister, minister of finance, and governor of the Maldives Monetary Authority. Later, Dr. Jaishankar inaugurated water and sanitation projects in 28 islands of the Maldives virtually. In response to a Ukrainian incursion in Kursk, Russia has introduced anti-terrorism measures in the Kursk, Belgograd and Bryansk regions bordering Ukraine. According to media reports, the measures taken by the National Anti-Terrorism Committee include the possible evacuation of residents, limits on transport in specific areas, tightened security around sensitive sites, and wiretapping of telephone and other communications. The statement said the decision was in response to Ukraine's unprecedented attempt to destabilize the situation in several regions. The Russian Defense Ministry stated that it was counting to repel Ukraine's military, which it claimed had lost more than 280 personnel. And at the 2024 Paris Olympics, Indian grappler Ritika Huda lost to top-seeded Medet Kezi Epiri of Kyrgyzstan in the quarterfinals of women's 76kg freestyle event. In golf, Aditi Ashok and Diksha Daga did not have the best of outings in ladies' individual event. Aditi was tied on 33rd spot, whereas Diksha tied on 51st spot and going to wrap up Olympics campaign. And that is the end of this news bulletin.